Welcome to I Feel Your Pain, where stories of loss meet sacred solidarity. A space for storytelling, testimony, lament, and healing. My name is Tina Norbury, a communication strategist by training, a grief navigator by lived experience. You find yourself here today because your pain has a name, a date, a memory that weighs more than you can handle alone. For me, it is the 2nd of August. Today's episode is The Wilderness, When Healing Does Not Come. There is a quiet, lonely space in grief. This comes long after the initial shock has faded. It is the wilderness, a place where the expected healing has not arrived and the timeline you anticipated has crumbled. This is a story of that place. My journey made more complex by a body that had also become a wilderness for me. While dealing with emotional loss, I was also fighting to heal from functional neurological disorder, also known as FND. This is a neurological condition with no clear recovery path. This is the story of my grieving a life I could not live and a body that felt like a stranger, and how the story of Jesus' own time in the wilderness became a guide for me to finding purpose, not in the outcome, but in the process itself. There is a narrative we are often sold about grief. We are told that it is a valley you walk through. There is a painful ascent, a peak of acute sorrow, and then a gentle, steady path down the other side towards healing. This means that we expect a timeline. But what happens when you find yourself still wandering in the barren landscape long after you thought you'll be home, still in the wilderness? And what if your own body has become part of that wilderness as well? That was my reality. That was me. While my soul was lost in grief of my husband, my sister, my old life, my body was staging its own rebellion. The functional neurological disorder diagnosis meant paralysis on my left side of the body, and brain fog. It meant my body, which for me was the vessel I relied on to navigate the world. This body now had become foreign to me. It had become unreliable land. I was grieving the person I was, and now I was grieving the simple ability to do, to walk without fear, to think with clarity, to trust my own limbs. That was just so hard. The doctors were very clear to me. They said, there is no specific timeline for healing from FND. It could be weeks. It could be months. It could even be years. They didn't know, because this was a neurological condition that had manifested itself physically. So there was no map, no estimated date of arrival for getting my body back. It was a maze. Frustrating period at that. This frustration was a double-edged sword for me. The body was not willing quick enough. Emotions were taking their own time. The two were intertwined. I felt that it was intertwined. A constant and exhausting loop. No way out. My spirit felt weak, and my body confirmed it. My body felt broken, and my spirit grieved it. I remember the profound weariness of it all. I had prayed for healing for my heart and for my body, but the wilderness remained, inside and out. I felt stuck in the wasteland, watching the world move on while I was paralyzed in every sense of that word. I was wondering if God had not only left me in the desert, but had made my own body part of that desert as well. In my desperation to understand this prolonged physical and emotional season, I was drawn to a story I had read many times, but never felt it until that time. This is the story of Jesus in the wilderness. In Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11, it tells us that right after the baptism, a moment of divine affirmation, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was there 40 days fasting. It was then, in that place of profound physical deprivation and vulnerability, this hit me differently. Jesus was not just spiritually tested, he was physically depleted as well. He knew hunger, weakness, and the fatigue of a body pushed to its limits. His wilderness was as physical as it was spiritual. And in that place, he was tempted to find a quick way out, to turn stones into bread and satisfy his immediate physical hunger. But he did not. He endured the physical lack. He trusted the Father's provision and timing in the midst of it all. This reframed everything for me. My long wilderness, this season of emotional grief and physical limitation, was not a sign that God had abandoned me. For me, it revealed that it was a sacred, a difficult space where the shallow versions of my faith were stripped away. I now had to go deeper in my faith. I now needed to dig my heels in and rely on Him alone. If Jesus could experience a spirit-led season that included physical suffering and uncertainty, then perhaps my FND was part of this terrain as well. He was not just a savior from the wilderness. He was a companion within it. He's the one who understood the specific agony of a body in need of healing. But healing does not come when you demand it or on demand. In solidarity, I would share with you that living in this dual wilderness does not mean you stop looking for a way to live. Not for me. I was still searching and looking for a way to live. For me, it meant a slow, painful shift from demanding a full healing to learning to listen. Listening to the needs of my body and soul each day. For me, this looked like radical acceptance. It meant accepting that my new normal included a body with limitations for as long as it took for it to heal. The purpose was no longer just about reaching the destination, which was being completely or healed. The purpose was in the process itself, in the patience required to sit with a body that could not move, in the humility of needing help, and in the profound trust that God was with me, even when the sensation in my limbs said otherwise. I learned to look for small stubborn signs of life in the desert. A moment where the brain fog would lift for an hour or maybe a couple of hours. A day where my hand and arm felt a little stronger. These were not the dramatic miracles of instant healing I'd prayed for. But they were manna in this desert. They were enough for that day. They were evidence that even a body that had felt like a wilderness, life could still persist. The wilderness taught me that some journeys are not about swift deliverance, but about deep transformation. And when your body is part of this journey, the transformation is written not just on your heart, but on your very nerves and muscles. Thank you for walking through this wilderness with me today. If you too are in a landscape of emotional or maybe physical pain that seems to have no end at the moment, seems to be dark. Everything is broken. Everything just seems upside down. May you feel the presence of the one who was also led into the desert, body and soul, and the one who meets us there with a purpose we can only begin to understand. As we close, I leave you with three things. One, listen deeply
to your pain. It is a language God understands. Number two, lead clearly through your grief, because your scars light paths for others. Number three, communicate with care, especially to the hurting soul in your mirror. Until next time, your pain is safe here.